Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of 1 Chronicles today. So if you go past the first five books of the Bible, and then you find Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, you will then come to 1 Chronicles. Find chapter 1. We will be reading chapters 1 through 4, making any devotional pauses that we can, any applicational thoughts at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. But let's begin with prayer as well. Father, thank you for your word. In this book, Father, 1 Chronicles, book of history, sometimes it's hard for us to really find application. And so I pray you help us to understand what these chapters are about, what you have for us, and what we're supposed to do with them. In Jesus' name, amen. So coming to 1 Chronicles, like Samuel and Kings, there's a lot of history that's here. We're going to begin with what's called a genealogy, not the most exciting thing to read through, but it begins all the way back with Adam and goes through parts of Israel, especially focuses on Judah, the royal line of David, and Levi that will begin the priests and those who work in the temple. So let's go ahead and read through these chapters. And just consider, this is the Word of God. It's here for our encouragement, even if we're not always sure, especially in genealogies. What are these names all about? Chapter 1. Historical records from Adam to Abraham to Noah's sons. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. The sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The Japhethites. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The son of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites, the Hamites. The son of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Septa, Ramah, and Septica. The sons of Ramah, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on the earth. Here's another thing you want to look for in genealogies. Anytime it goes off all the names and maybe gives some other information about that name or what's connected with them, try to pay close attention to that. Verse 11, Egypt was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lahabites, Naphtuhites, Pathrazites, Kaluhites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvidites, Zamorites, and Hamathites. The Semites, the sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arkaphat, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Omhadad, Shelef, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobad. All these were sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serach, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is Abraham, the father of Abraham. The sons, the family of Abraham, verse 28. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael, descendants of Hagar. These were their descendants, Naboth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These were the sons of Ishmael, descendants of Keturah. The sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, Zimran, Jokshab, Beanmam, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldah. All these were descendants of Keturah, descendants of Sarah. Abraham was the father of Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. Esau's sons. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatim, and Kenaz, Bitimna, Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The people of Seir in Edom. The sons of Seir, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan, Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon, Ai and Anna. The sons of Anna, Dishon. The sons of Dishon, Himdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Keren. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zevon, and Akan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aaron. The rulers of Edom. These were the kings who ruled in Edom before any Israelite king reigned. Bela, son of Beor, whose city was named Dinhab. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozrah, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Husham, from the land of the Temanites, succeeded him as king. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. His city was named Avith. When Hadad died, Samlah, from Masrekah, succeeded him as king. When Samlah died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mehedabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizabab. Hadad also died. The chiefs of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. Chapter 2, Israel's sons. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah, to Hezron's sons. The sons of Judah: Er, Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by the Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shua. Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death. Judah's daughter-in-law, Tamar, bore Perez and Zerah to Judah. He had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamu. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Darda, five in all. The son of Carmi: Acher, who brought trouble on Israel by violating the ban on taking devoted things. The son of Ethan: Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Jeremiel, Ram, and Caleb. From Ram, son of Hezron. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, the leader of the people of Judah. Nashon was the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn. The second son was Abinadab, the third Shemaiah, the fourth Nathaniel, the fifth Radai, the sixth Ozem, and the seventh David. Their sisters were Zeruah and Abigail. Zeruah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Ashiel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether the Ishmaelite, Caleb, son of Hezron. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jeroth. These were her sons, Jesher, Shoabab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron, when he was 60 years old, married the daughter of Machir, son, father of Gilead. He made love to her, and she bore him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who controlled 23 towns in Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured Havoth-Jair, as well as Kinoth with the surrounding settlement, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrata, Abijah, the wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. Jeremiel, son of Hezron. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram is firstborn, Buma, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atara, and she was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel: Maze, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. Abishur's wife was named Abihail, who bore him Abban and Molid. The sons of Nadab: Selid and Epim. Selid died without children. The son of Epim: Ishi, who was the father of Sheshan. Sheshan was the father of Ahalah. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother: Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiah. Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. He had an Egyptian servant named Jathera. Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to his servant Jatha, and she bore him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan. Nathan the father of Zabad. Zabad the father of Ephlael. Ephlael the father of Obed. Obed the father of Jehu. Jehu the father of Azariah. Azariah the father of Helez. Helez the father of Elijah, the father of Sismai. Sismai the father of Shallum. Shallum the father of Jechemiah. And Jechemiah the father of Elishama. The clans of Caleb. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and his son Mersha, who was the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tappuah, Rekah, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham, and Raham the father of Jorkim. Rekham was the father of Shammai. The sons of Shammai was Mahon, and Mahon the father of Beth-Zur. Caleb's concubine Ephah was the mother of Haran, Mozah, and Gaziz. Haran was the father of Gaziz. The son of Jadai, Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Caleb's concubine, Makah, was the mother of Sheber and Turnah. She also gave birth to Shaph, and the father of Madmanah, and to Sheva, the father of Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, Shobal, the father of Kirith-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Hera, the father of Beth-Gidah. The descendants of Shobal, the father of Kirith-Jearim, were Haroth, half of the Manahathites, and the clans of Kirith-Jearim, the Earthrites, Puthites, Shulmahites, and Mishraites. From these descended the Zorathites and Eshtelites. The descendants of Shalma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Athroth, Beth-Joab, half the Mahathites, the Zorites, and the clans of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirithites, Shemathites, and Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the Rechabites. Chapter 3. These were the sons of David born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, son of Ahinom of Jezreel. The second, Daniel, son of Abigail of Carmel. The third, Absalom, son of Micaiah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months. David reigned in Jerusalem 33 years, and these were the children born to him there: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were by Bathsheba, daughter of Emiel. These were also Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphat, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Elida, Eliphelet, nine in all. All these were the sons of David, besides his sons by his concubines, and Tamar was their sister, the kings of Judah. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Jehoram his son, Ahijah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son, the sons of Josiah, Johanan the firstborn, Jehoiakim the second son, Zedekiah the third, Shallum the fourth, the successors of Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim his son, and Zedekiah. The royal line after the exile. The descendants of Jehoiakim the captive, Shealtiel his son, Makarim, Pedadiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel, and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel, Meshullam and Hananiah. Shelemith was their sister. There were also five others, Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadah, and Jeshub, Hezed. The descendants of Hananiah, Pelatiah, and Jesusiah, and the sons of Rephiah of Arnon, and Obadiah of Shechaniah. Verse 22, the descendants of Shechaniah, Shimei and his sons, Hattush, Igal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neriah, Elioni, Hezekiah, and Azarkam, three in all. The sons of Elionel, Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Delilah, and Anai, seven in all. Chapter 4, Other Clans of Judah. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reah, the son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath the father of Ahumai and Lohad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazeloponi. Pinuel was the father of Gedor, and Hezar the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah and father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahushim, Hefer, Timnah, and Hashatari. These were the descendants of Naarah. The sons of Hela, Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Kaz, who was the father of Anub and Hezbah of the clans of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will not be free from pain. And God granted his request. Well, that's kind of amazing, right there in the middle of this genealogy. Verse 11, Caleb, Shusha's brother, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Rapha, Pesia, and Tinema, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sariah, the sons of Othniel, Hathath and Manothai. Manothai was the father of Ophrah. Sarai was the father of Joab, the father of Geharishim. It was called this because its people were skilled workers. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Aru, Ella, and Naam. The son of Ella, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalil, Ziph, Ziphah, Teriah, and Ezrael. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalen. One of Merid's wives gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishbah, the father of Eshtemiah. His wife from the tribe of Judah gave birth to Jared, the son of Gedor, Heber, the son of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithithah, whom Merid had married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, the father of Gila the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Mikathite, the sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rimnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon, the descendants of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth, the sons of Shelah, son of Judah, Er, the father of Lekah, Ladia, the father of Marsha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth Esheba, Jochim, the men of Kozeba, and Johash and Seraph, who ruled in Moab and Jashubi Lehem. These records are from ancient times. They were the potters who lived at Natium and Gadara. They stayed there and worked for the king. Simeon, verse 24. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zillah, or Zerah, and Shaul. Shalum was Shaul's son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The descendants of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their entire clan did not become as numerous as the people of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shul, Bilhah, Azim, Toled, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Zusim, Beth Biri, and Sharim. These were the towns until the reign of David. Their surrounding villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalath. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jemlik, Joshua, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joabiah, the son of Sarai, the son of Esio, also Elonai, Jacobah, Jehoha, Isaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shifni, the son of Olan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. Verse 38, the men listed above by name were leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they went to the outskirts of Gedor, to the east of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet. Some Hamites had lived there formerly. The men whose names were listed came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites in their dwellings and also the Menuhites who were there and completely destroyed them, as is evident to this day. Then they settled in their place because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites, led by Pelatiel, Neriah, Rephaim, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, invaded the hill country of Seir. They killed the remaining Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. To this day is a phrase that you hear often in the Old Testament referred to, you know, at the time of the writing, that was still going on at that place or with those people. Well, that's the end of 1 Chronicles chapter 4. That's the end of our reading for today. And you might be asking, what in the world am I supposed to take from this? A list of names that you didn't even pronounce correctly, Greg. That's right. I did my best. Good luck if you try to do it. What is it we could take away from a genealogical record? Well, I think there's a few things to focus on. One, there were some times when there was some extra information given among people, and I would encourage you to study that out, maybe find if they're listed other places in Scripture. Sometimes there's stories that go along with some of these names. The other thing to recognize is that these names are a part of God's inspired word. That's the way the Holy Spirit wanted it, that these people were valuable. Even if it's just a name, even if it's a hard to pronounce name, they were valuable in God's sight. They were a part of the line of Judah, part of the line of David, a part of the line eventually that would come to Christ. And they were important that they were included, even if some of the stories about them specifically are either unknown or less than desirable. And I think a third thing that sticks out to me is just how God provided his line. You know, you go to Matthew 1 and you read the genealogical record there and realize how many sinful people were in the line of Jesus. And you have this line that we have here for David and for eventually the line of Jesus. It's full of people that either we don't know or people that did some terrible things and some that did some great things. But a lot of them are just names. And yet God used every single person in history to lead up to when his son would come. We are also valuable in God's sight, but it's our connection to Christ that makes it eternally valuable. So I pray you'll be encouraged by these names that are here, some of the details that are given after them. But remember, you also are valuable. Your name might not be in the Bible, and yet God wrote your name in his book if you have trusted in him. You are valuable. You are a part of the plan of Jesus. And we are preparing others for when he comes. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these names, even though they're somewhat hard to pronounce or really know how they fit in. And yet you had a plan for each one of those people. Sometimes it ended badly for them. Sometimes it ended well. It always ended in death. And Lord, it really has to do with what your plan was and how you use people for your glory. And I want to thank you that you still do that today. Help us to see our part in your kingdom and that we're not just here doing whatever we want to do or controlled by other people, but Father, we are truly here to be a part of your plan. Help us to grasp it and honor you through it. In Jesus' name, amen.